It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We have Paul Alexander in our newsroom, Tamara Rush on our team, all working on the aftermath of what transpired Saturday evening at 6:15. The first shot was fired at the Butler Farm Show rally for former President Donald Trump. And joining us is Aaron Ottenreith, who is a volunteer, was in the front row right in front of the former president. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Appreciate you joining us. So you volunteered at several events in the past, but you told me you got there at 6:45 in the morning, so nearly 12 hours later is when all hell broke loose.
Yes. So President Trump started to speak, and then he said, I'm going to go off chart a little bit. And he said, I'm going to put up a visual. So that's why he put this visual up about border crossings. That's why his head was turned. And I heard him say, this was a number in when I left office. And that's when he stopped talking. I looked up at him, and he started to crouch. And then four of the Secret Service jumped on the stage and pushed him to the ground. To my right is all those photographers who were in front of him beforehand, had all been moved to the right of me. They were all heaped in a pile. So I'm starting, we heard pop, pop, I'm sorry, that was a backup. We had heard the pop, pop, four pops is what I heard out of my left ear. But it sounded so much like fireworks. And I thought, maybe somebody just has fireworks, they're having parties around here. Then the men with the black suits on, not the suits, but they had the big long guns. They came up to clear the area, and I could hear them say, clear right, clear left. Okay, lift him up. So they lifted President Trump up. He was facing me directly. I looked at his face. I could see it was like clear and rosy, you know, not like, ooh, like he was hurt or in pain. And I heard him say, I have to get my shoes. Oh my gosh, his shoes must have been knocked off when he fell. There was a little blood on his right cheek. Then they turned him, and I saw the right ear. And I saw the blood from the top of the ear to the bottom. But it was at that point, it was like a streak. And I'm thinking, oh, he must have got hurt when they pushed him down. I didn't think he got shot. No indication of that. And then, you know, they're trying to push him off the stage, and he's picking his right arm up to say, fight, fight, fight. He didn't even want to leave the stage. They pushed him down the four steps. He really walked down those four steps himself. He wasn't carried, but immediately into the back seat of the black sedan. He's whisked off. Then I see these photographers, which are heaped like in a pile of something you'd see in Gaza. I'm thinking, oh my God, they're like motionless. Did they really, you know, did they get shot? One by one, they started to get up. I'm thinking, oh, okay, good. They got up. Now, I'm in the first row. Nobody has run anywhere. Nobody has left. Nobody. My husband said, didn't anybody push you? I said, no, nobody moved. We were like, I tell people we were really there to protect the president. We weren't going anywhere. Then people started to mill out. And behind me, nobody would come in front of me because that was the stage. Behind me, I see Dave McCormick. He's coming out behind me, but behind him is Elmore Rico, the gentleman from Beaver. He was on the stage earlier before Trump. His white shirt has blood on the right side from the top all the way to the bottom, smeared. But he's walking. I'm saying, okay, Rico must be okay. He's walking, but somebody around him must have been shot. That was the only that was my first indication that there was a shooting, by seeing that blood on his shirt.
And how long before you were asked to leave or leave? I know people were running on the outskirts of it. It was difficult right in the grandstands, but it looked like people were stunned and shocked naturally in the beginning and then were slowly moved out.
We had to be pushed out. Well, number one, I was with the three women workers who I'd worked with. We all said we didn't want to get into a crowd of people maybe pushing. So we said, after those four pops, there was nothing else. So I don't think there was really panic. It was more like shock. What did we really just witness? You know, I mean, I did not feel like I was in danger. And by then, the security people, they were pushing us out. Like you were at Heartwood Acres, and they said, come on, keep moving, let's go. But one of the interesting things, Larry, before President Trump got on the stage, you know, at 3 o'clock, they start the program and people get up and talk. A big wind came through, which was like, oh, it's cool. But that flag that was hoisted up there with the two cranes,
right,
it got turned around into the shape of an angel. It was amazing. People were like, doesn't that look like it has wings and a center part? And then people in the crowd started saying, fix that flag, fix the flag. Then they had to lower the cranes and undo it. But, you know, I didn't think anything of it at that time. But later, you know, when you come home and start to think about it and think, wait a second. I even mentioned to the retired city fireman who was next to me to my left, doesn't that look like an angel?
That's interesting, Aaron. And I'm curious to know, I know that you say you were in kind of in shock in that moment, but in the intervening hours, have you had a chance to experience some feelings? And
this is my most vivid feeling. I mean, because I told my husband yesterday, I feel like I'm put in the position of the people in Dallas. Instead of just seeing a picture, I saw the president's blood. And when the President Kennedy was shot, I was in the second grade in St. Francis de Sales and McKees Rocks. And our Catholic school, we all had to get on our knees and pray for the president. And that flashback came back to me of being a young child and having that kind of fear. You know, I just, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. People tell me the processing takes a while. I'm just trying to stay calm, drink some water, and let whatever I feel come up. But I never felt fear. I felt that whoever was out there doing something, the target was the gentleman on the stage.
Aaron,
it wasn't me.
Appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you.
And we're very grateful that you're safe.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Goodbye.
Aaron Ottenreith on News Radio KDKA. It's 8:15 from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser. Let's get a quick update with Ellen Gamble.
All right, guys, we have an accident on southbound 28 just after you pass the Route 8 exit. Watch out for traffic delays there. Northbound, we have heavy delays on 28 as you approach the Highland Park Bridge. And we do have the lower deck of the Fort Pitt Bridge very heavy because of the ramp closure to West Carson Street. Lots of delays on all the approaches to that span. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:25. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Looking at a high of 93 and a chance for some thunderstorms later. Right now it is 72. All this week at this time, we're going to check in with Jim Melwert, who works with KYW, our sister station in Philadelphia, who is at the Republican National Convention. And certainly the tone and what we were going to talk about has changed substantially due to what transpired here over the weekend. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I think first and foremost, people here, as you can imagine, Jim, since this assassination attempt took place just north of Pittsburgh here in a very familiar community in Butler, is how could this happen and the security lapse that allowed it to happen? So naturally, security at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Have you talked to anybody about that? I'm sure that's on first and foremost on a lot of minds.
Yeah, from the official standpoint, we're told there are no significant security changes. Officials saying that planning's been underway for a year and a half or more. They don't see a need to alter those plans now, as that may only add to confusion. It's fascinating. There's a significant lockdown security area with no cars, no firearms, no one without a credential is allowed in that area, the hard perimeter, which is maybe four or five blocks in the heart of Milwaukee, right around the arena and, the primary central part of the convention. Bordering that is the soft perimeter. That's maybe 10 to 15 blocks north to south in central Milwaukee. That's closed to cars and vehicles, has heightened security, but it is open to the public, and Wisconsin's an open carry state. At this time, there are no firearms restrictions in that area, and as far as we're told, no plans to have any firearms restrictions in that area. That doesn't seem to be dampening the mood of delegates that I've talked to, mainly delegates from Pennsylvania. They're not expressing any fear or security concerns. Instead, they see the events of the weekend to be more of, a motivating factor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get them. They feel that they need to get out and do more to help Donald Trump in this election, in this campaign.
Jim, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know if you're hearing any talk about the change in former President Trump's speech on Thursday.
I haven't. And you know, it was fascinating to think about what the programming was going to be this week before what happened this weekend. And now even more so, you know, with everything that's happened in the past couple of weeks, with the debate performance, with polls showing Trump taking the lead, would everything sort of be moderated? Would it be toned down a bit to what we're used to from Donald Trump? Or would it be typical Trump? And now after this weekend, going to be absolutely fascinating. There is a rumor, I've not been able to confirm it, but there is a rumor, a strong rumor here, that Donald Trump may take the stage tonight when convention delegates vote to adopt his 16-page party platform, which is right in line with what you would expect from Donald Trump and from this modern-day Republican Party.
Jim, we appreciate it and looking forward to following the story all week long. Thank you so much and good luck today.
Absolutely, guys. And thoughts with everyone in the area. I know that's a pretty traumatic thing to happen.
We appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much, Jim.
From KYW, Jim Melworth, who is in Milwaukee and will be again all week covering the Republican National Convention. And we've got it covered here on the Big K Morning Show.
In democracy, it's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, or God forbid, a killing field. I believe politics ought to be an arena for peaceful debate.
President Joe Biden live from the Oval Office last evening in a rare appearance. And Selena Zito, as you have reported, and Paul Rasmussen, in a conversation with former President Donald Trump, saying that his Republican National Convention speech will be completely different than it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, he told her that it was a, quote, humdinger, and he was going to go after President Biden's policies hard. And now he's saying, he says that the assassination attempt has shifted his perspective and that what's been going on gives him a chance to bring a message of unity.
And joining us is Dr. Jerry Shuster, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric, has been teaching this for a long time, most recently at the University of Pittsburgh. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
After following the tragic and dramatic events, historical, around the world from the weekend, it was on the eve of this convention, and they'll continue in Milwaukee this week, but you might suspect it will be much different than what we would have heard otherwise, correct?
Correct. And I think strategically, you know that the candidate, former president, would be strategically, well, let's put it this way. He's going to take advantage of the situation, and as well he should. Will he change his style? I think he will for, you know, temporarily, at least for the convention. I think he has to. I think there, his method of delivering and his rhetorical style, I think will probably be apparent in the next week or 10 days. It'll return to fairly standard Donald Trump. But I think tonight's speech, and he is going to take full advantage of the opportunity, as well he should, but I think it's going to be an effective one, probably one of his most effective presentations.
Well, normally during a convention week, the candidate on Thursday night gets the big center stage, accepts
Correct.
The nomination. But we were told that there is talk that there will be a speech by Donald Trump tonight.
Yeah, ordinarily, what he would be doing today or tomorrow at the latest would be announcing his appointment for the person who would his running mate, likely to be J.D. Vance. But that said, that was without the what occurred on Saturday evening in Butler. But I think that he needs to make sure that in his discussion, he follows the lead of the president in identifying the new method and style of dealing with politics and situations, going after the issues rather than the person.
Dr. Shuster, Paul Rasmussen here. The convention speaker lineup has been shifting here in the last few days. I was curious to get your analysis on the addition of Nikki Haley as a speaker at the convention.
Well, I was very much surprised when that occurred. If you go back in the not-too-distant past, probably 3-4 months, and you look at the characterization of Nikki Haley of Donald Trump, you would find out that, I mean, you would be thinking, whoa, wait a minute, how could she ever say anything positive after some of her statements? But this is so typical of politics. And am I not surprised? I think, yes, I am surprised. But at the same time, I'm not surprised at her comments now. You know, she's clearly on the team of Donald Trump. And she would have made an ideal vice presidential candidate. I'll tell you that right now.
Is that, you think, ruled out? I know you mentioned J.D. Vance as maybe the odds-on person, but then he released a statement on Saturday night that was very incendiary, and I'm sure he's been told to tone that down. Or maybe it's changed the possibility of him being the running mate.
Anything is possible at this point, because the one thing that you have to give Donald Trump credit for is he has not indicated in any way, shape, or form his favorites among the, you know, those persons. There are about four persons who are identified as favorites at this point. He's not indicated which way he's leaning. Could it be Nikki Haley? Yeah, indeed it could. And this would be very appropriate given her background and given the state of the nation, and especially given the fact that President Biden has a female as his vice president. Would be perfect. Strategically, ideal. And rhetorically, she has no problem in making her points very clear anytime.
Well, it sounds like if everybody thought they knew what they were going to hear for the most part this week, I think there'll be a tune-in factor because it's going to change, and it'll be interesting to hear how it changes, especially the conversation that Donald Trump had with Selena Zito indicating it will be completely different.
Dr. Schuster, I'm wondering if this acceptance speech on Thursday will not be one of the most watched acceptance speeches in a couple of decades.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I have to tell you that I think this convention in general will be one of the most watched conventions in recent history for any one of a number of reasons, not the least of which have been the what has occurred and what has stimulated the major adjustment in and the strategy for the former president.
Well, we'll check in later this week if you don't mind, Doc. And
absolutely, be happy to.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Jerry Schuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric on the Big K Morning Show. The Doobie Brothers at the Pavilion at Star Lake, August 20th. And we got a couple of tickets for you. Pick a number from 1 to a million.
Oh, let's try 10.
All right, we'll take it easy on Aaron, our producer. Caller number 10, 412-922-1020. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Doobies. 412-922-1020, caller number 10. And we'll do this every day this week, so keep it on KDKA. A lot of great shows. And by the way, I was at a show yesterday. They have the Rose Garden for 9/11 Memorial at Shanksville. And John Vento and his team, they put together an outdoor show with a group, Paul, called the Turnstiles. That's a Billy Joel tribute group, and they were terrific. I mean, there's always Pittsburgh connection. So the lead singer, Tony's originally from Pittsburgh, but he's been living in New York, and he sounded like amazingly like Billy Joel. In fact, he's met Billy Joel, and they just got invited to play at Madison Square Garden in October, which is kind of, you know, a dream come true for these guys. They've been together for 13 years. Check out the Turnstiles, which was the name of Billy Joel's fourth album. That's how they got the name.
Also, that was the name given one of the worst offenses in the NFL, the offensive line.
That's right. Turnstiles. Very good. It's 8:55 at KDKA.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.